Of course, you'll need a spritz of lime to go with those halal tacos, right? Or would that be lemon? Moira Lavelle explains.
I have a friend who has this great story of sitting with friends in Chile trying desperately to explain that he wanted a lime in his soda, not a lemon. My friend is pretty fluent in Spanish, so he couldn't understand why there was a miscommunication, until, eventually, the exasperated Chileans told him they don't eat those unripe lemons. Apparently, limes aren't really a thing in Chile.
Well, the word for lemon is limón, as it is in most other varieties of Spanish. The word for lime doesn't exist, really.
This is Dr. Scott Sadowski, a professor of linguistics at Universidad de la Frontera in Temuco, Chile.
And that's due to the fact that there really is nothing like a lime here. Every once in a while, someone will download a recipe from the internet, and you might see it translated as lima, which is more or less a literal translation from English. And people will normally shrug and just use lemons.
This was a surprise to me, but I don't speak Spanish, and I wanted to double-check, so I called another linguist, Dr. Terrell Morgan, a professor of Hispanic linguistics at The Ohio State University. And he had a story about the first time his wife, originally from Spain, heard an advertisement for a soda that was lima limón, that is, lime lemon flavored.
She was taken aback and just assumed that it was direct translation from English, because for her, what we have called limes here in the United States, she would just call them limones verdes.
Limones verdes means green lemons. Turns out, almost everywhere in the Spanish-speaking world, there is a different word for lime. As you heard, Spaniards say limones verdes, Mexicans go for limón or maybe lima, and Chileans say nothing at all. And what about the famous capital of Peru, Lima? It turns out it has nothing to do with limes. It takes its name from an oracle, or Limac, that used to live in the area. But what surprised both me and linguist Terrell Morgan was that some Spanish speakers actually switch definitions, and what we think of as lemons, they call limes.
A Bolivian and an Ecuadorian and a Venezuelan and a Salvadoran all said to me that in their experience, limones are sour and green and smaller than our lemons, and that lima for them is a larger fruit that's sweet and yellow.
Confused? This all makes sense when you consider that lemons and limes are not native to any Spanish-speaking country or even their own species of fruit. I talked to Dr. Tracy Kahn, a specialist in citrus at the University of California, Riverside, and she told me that all citrus fruit are derived from four species that originated in Southeast Asia.
Lemons and limes are actually hybrids. So a citron, which is one of the basic species, was at some time crossed with a small-flowered pepita, and that generated what we think of as now small-fruited limes, things like the Mexican lime or key lime.
Yes, there is a Mexican lime, but that too came from Asia. They were brought over to Spain during the Crusades and then to South America by the conquistadors, and they took hold. Today, it'd be hard to imagine guacamole or tacos or Corona without lime. Still, historically, all these citrus varieties weren't sold in the same place, so you didn't need different words. Today, you do. When Spanish speakers go to the grocery store, there are a host of citrus options and American-based brands that boast lima limón flavors. So, it seems more and more speakers are shifting to lima. There's even a song about limas y limones that is popular in Mexico. For the world, I'm Moira Lavelle.